Holidays, everybody.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
It's your boy Sayer SO on all social media.
And it's your boy J Omega SO. Y'all know where to follow me.
Oh man, hope you guys enjoy that beat. I just threw a little something together for the episode.
Christmas. Somebody gonna want to buy that.
Holla at me.
Hit us up at officiallystreet@gmail.com if you trying to buy that beat.
That's a great plug. I don't know how else you're going to use it besides for Christmas, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, man.
I mean, it's a song that you drop every Christmas, you know what I mean? Never gets old, as long as the song is hot.
All right, you want to explain to everybody why you sound like you're on your deathbed real quick so they just know?
Well, I'm a little under the weather. I didn't want to, and thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate that.
No, people are going to hear you all episodes.
No, I'm a little under the weather.
Crazy noises and
I think my barber gave me something. Pause.
Wow.
Fucking asshole. He was cutting my hair and he was coughing all over the place. And I'm like, oh, you sick? Yeah, man, you know, I hope you feel better soon. And he was like, you know, I got real sick. This dude that I was cutting his hair, you know, he was sick. And then he didn't tell me, so I got sick, but I should be good. I'm not contagious. I've been taking antibiotics.
Lies,
man. I'm like, all right, cool. He's coughing all over the fucking place. He never coughed right on me, but I could just tell he was like done. So okay. I left. I felt fine. Next morning, I felt fine. And then Friday or Saturday, I was just like, holy shit. I woke up one morning and my throat was just scratchy. And I'm like, I maybe have something. You know, coming on a little bit.
Yeah.
By now, I'm fucked. Like, I'm down in NyQuil, drinking fucking hot toddies. Do y'all know what hot toddies is? Y'all know what a hot toddy is?
I got you.
Okay.
Maybe
for y'all who don't know what a hot toddy is.
Especially on your snap.
Yeah, for y'all who don't know what a hot toddy is, it's pretty much like a hot tea or some sort of hot beverage with bourbon or brandy. And I've been drinking that shit all fucking
the
day.
Lush God.
The Lush God, yes. Yes, that is I. I've been drinking that shit all day, yesterday, today. I didn't even go to work yesterday. I had to work from home. But yeah, man. So, a little sick, a little under the weather, so bear with me. Ride with me through the journey of more success. Boy Khaled on Snap.
I watch this shit.
I think I told y'all last episode to follow DJ Khaled on Snap. I think his at name is DJ Khaled 305.
Yeah.
Follow him on Snap. Yo, at first it's like a joke, and then like by the third day you watching him, you like, yo, this is really facts. Like, he really will motivate you.
You want to know what's funny is I always thought that's how that nigga really talks, like how he really acts.
It's crazy now
you see it because it's like, yo, that is how this nigga really is.
It's crazy, and I will watch him in interviews, and I'd be like, yo, he's a fucking idiot. But now I'm like, I get it. Like, everything he says is really facts. Like,
it really is.
It motivates me to get up, do shit. Like, fucking, when some shit happens that pisses me off, I'll be like, yo, man, there will be roadblocks. But we will overcome them.
No, dead ass.
Actually, this is the funniest shit. How I know I'm brainwashed by Khaled.
I just saw the tweet.
Yo, I went to Smoking Joe's today to pick up some papers, and I was like, I saw the lady behind the counter, and she was like, hey, where do I recognize you from? And I'm like, I don't know, I think I know you from my old job. And she was like, yeah, you know, I had to leave there, it wasn't, you know, it was no good for me, and I know a lot of people got fired. And I was like, yeah, you know, you gotta keep your face clean out there. I was like, you gotta keep your face clean.
Why?
You know what I mean?
Why?
Like, hey, nah. I don't know.
That congratulations, you played yourself. That shit is now.
No, that shit is hilarious.
It's a standard. I said that shit to my daughter last night, and I put that shit on Snap.
I can't wait to tell somebody that. Yo, Khaled is a genius.
No, he's
a fucking genius.
Nigga, he's selling shirts off of them little slogans and all that.
Nah, OD, it was really jokes at first, but it's not even a joke anymore. Like, I really go and log into Snap, and I'll be like, let me see what he had for breakfast.
I'll sit there, nigga.
I want to see what Chef D got for breakfast. Like, I want to see the egg whites and chicken sausage.
I want to fucking know who eats all that lunch.
Yo, mad lunch.
Nigga, she would be like, yo, we got this plate, this plate, this plate, this plate. And I'm just like, yo, who the fuck is
eating? Yo, this nigga be like, let's see what we got for breakfast. Chef D, what up? What's good? What we got? She be like, we got that egg whites with the chicken sausages with the water. And you know, we going to celebrate with Sarah. And then 5 minutes later, he be like, Chef D, what we got for lunch that they don't want us to have? She be like, we got that filet mignon, that sauteed chicken and peppers. We got the chicken over rice with the shrimp. I'm like, yo, what? Who is eating? This like seven courses.
Yeah. Who's eating this
for
shit?
For lunch?
And then he goes sits on the hammock.
And then he sits on the hammock and has hammock talk. No wonder he fat as hell. Shit. This nigga eating seven times a day.
This nigga be eating healthy food, but just in abundance.
One of the episodes, he had breakfast, he had lunch, then he rolled on a jet ski to Rick Ross's house and had lunch,
and had lunch there too.
Nigga, no wonder y'all niggas is fat, man. It ain't a pear in the world that's gonna save that
shit.
Diet.
Pears. All right, man. So what was your week looking like, man?
First, I want to talk about a couple weeks ago. I actually forgot to mention on the last episode that I actually had a great time at my niece's birthday party. Yeah, I forgot all about it. When I actually went to go see Creed that same day, my sister-in-law's threw a birthday party for her daughter. It was pretty fun. It was at like a, I don't know if I wouldn't call it like a gym. It was like a play gym for kids.
Yeah, I saw it.
But they had
like the old school Discovery Zone.
Yeah,
type shit.
Like you could run around and act crazy. We was in like a ball pit, and they had like a little mini basketball. I was dunking on Quanta. It was pretty dope though. They're playing dodgeball and shit. So I wanted to mention that because that was like a highlight. It was in Scranton, and I think it was called My Gym. And pretty dope. But anyway, as far as this week goes, I didn't really do much. I went bowling on Friday. My team at work, we had like a little engagement off-site thing, and we went bowling. I realized I'm a horrible bowler.
No, you're trash.
I thought I was good years ago. Like last time I went bowling was with Kwana, and that was like 2 years ago. And I did okay. I realized maybe it was luck. Because
oh no, nigga, that you had like a score of like what, 47?
No, like 46.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I gave you one.
It was bad. Yep, you gave me
all
one.
All right.
So there was that. We ate good. And pretty much the rest of my weekend went to shit because I got sick.
All right, so wait, you did that while on work hours?
Yes.
Okay. Never talk about my job again.
No, fuck you. Because
never talk about my job again.
No, never. Listen. I don't give a fuck, okay? You still got it good, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You still got it good. Yes, I did this on work hours.
Okay.
Yes, it was a fun activity.
Hey.
I worked half the day. We left at 12.
Whoa. Now I'm fucking with you.
Go fuck yourself.
Because my vacation started already.
Go fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
No, I had to take a day, though. I had to take a day yesterday, and today was a half day. So,
I said, I had to work from home today because I'm just not feeling it.
Man.
But anyway, how was your week?
Well, it's like pretty much like how your last week was from last episode. I did absolutely nothing. Been the wash life. I saw Creed though. We spoke about it last episode, so I had to go and check out Creed.
Amazing movie.
Was a dope movie. Really dope movie. I felt like you, nigga. Like when I was done watching the shit, I said, I'm going to go bench press 400 right now.
No, nigga.
And not even think about it.
I'm sorry. I got to laugh. I'm trying to keep it cool here. It's a fucking drip of coquito.
Where?
On your fucking mic.
Okay. All right. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just talk about
it. Every time I look at you,
it's right there. I just wiped this shit off.
Drip.
Yo, all right. Hold on. Fuck it. We're going to talk about it. We actually took a few breaks from this episode, right?
Nigga, this is take three.
This is take three, just so you guys know. And you know us. We usually run through this shit. All right. So, we're talking about Khaled, and I was not expecting. I was taking a sip of coquito, and this nigga Jay said, blase blah, Khaled is a fucking idiot, and I lost it. Nigga, I dead ass sprayed all across the room.
Oh,
shit was
man.
On the wall, carpet. Shout out to Sebo. He's here chilling. He damn near had to Matrix that shit.
No, he did Matrix
it. No, he dead ass Matrix.
Where he's at, there was spots. So I don't know how I didn't hit
him. Nigga walked away with like just a few spots. It's Jay's fault, okay?
No, it ain't
Jay's
my fucking fault.
It's your fault.
It ain't my fault.
I was not expecting that.
Anyway, man, continue talking about your week.
No, nigga, right. Hey, that's pretty much it, man. Like,
good. Then let's get into the fucking episode for the fourth time. Okay.
Oh man. All right. No more fuck ups. So let's see, man. Holidays is here.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I hope y'all are excited for that. Hope you're getting everything that you want. Hope you took care of your kids, your family, so on and so forth.
Yes, sir.
I'm broke because of it. The missus wanted something. I'm like, eh, let's struggle is real.
No, sir.
I got her a little something, but I ain't go crazy. You know what I mean?
I'm doing Secret Santa with Kwana's family this year. We do it every year. So it's pretty much just like we get to save money in a sense.
Gotcha.
I mean, we kind of always get something for her niece because she's the baby. But we do the little Secret Santa. So whoever we pick gets the gift. Normally, we get something for each other. This year, it's like, we're getting married, so Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day. Let's get married. So, yeah, we really can't afford too much more than that.
You have any plans? You heading out at all?
Actually, we're hosting Christmas here.
Okay.
At the Jackson residence.
Okay. Hey, look at you, man. Nigga hosted Thanksgiving here. We now did. You're doing Christmas and all that. Okay.
We are. We're doing Christmas Eve here. We're probably going to open. I don't know what we're going to do here. We're just going to have fun here. And then we're going to go to my sister-in-law's house for Christmas Day. Gotcha, and she live up by in the Scranton area. So that's going to be a little distance. Mm. I mean, other than that, I don't really got too much plans. I mean, you know.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I normally go to the city, but I'm just not feeling it this year. I don't feel like driving around New York. You know, I let all my family know we might go down there over the weekend. I'm supposed to take the kids to see the tree. We'll see how the weather is. Hopefully the tree is on this time.
Yeah, we're supposed to see the tree this weekend too. That didn't happen.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, man. And then just Christmas Day, you know, we do the present thing. And then the missus, we always go to her her family's house out in Jersey. Then we go to her uncle and aunt's house. That is usually a fucking sauna. So I'm usually watching the game on this little ass TV on the couch by a window because it's 90 degrees in the whole fucking apartment. So it's usually a miserable time for me. I mean, I don't want to say it's miserable because family's around, but nigga, I'm usually just dying.
Speaking of that, I definitely do want to watch the Cavs Warriors game. Yeah. Whatever sports, you know, whatever other games is on. I want to...
That's the main one, though, man.
I probably want to watch A Christmas Story 2-3 times.
Oh, no, I'm watching it a few times. Shayna hates that shit.
Really?
It's not like she hates the movie. She just hates the fact
she hates that you watch it back
I'll watch it back. Like, the movie will finish, and I'll just sit there and just...
No, I'll turn on TNT and just let it run.
Yeah, and just let
I'll let it run in the crib. I'm not even watching it. I just turn it the fuck
no,
on.
No, I'm the same way. She'll walk in the room like, are you watching this shit? I'm like, yes. So this is your third time watching it. Okay, your point is what? Leave this shit. Go to your room. Go to watch. I spoke to her like she's a kid. I'm like, yo, go to the room and watch some shit in the room. I'm catching lay hands when she hears this shit. And she's going to tell me to go to my room.
Oh man, that's funny as hell, you fucking idiot. Yo, let us know y'all plans for the holidays. What are y'all doing? What's the plans, man? What's the plans? Because I don't really have. Every year is kind of the same thing. But let us know. Email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com. Y'all know the Twitter at @TOSpodcast_SO. What are the plans?
Yeah, word.
What are y'all doing?
I just want to know what you're getting your side. Man or a woman.
Yeah, man. You gotta show the side pieces some love.
Let them know. I was under the impression, I've been out the game for a minute. I've been under the impression that like usually around Thanksgiving until like Valentine's Day, you cut off all the side pieces and all that shit. But hey,
it's a new day. It's a new age, man.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. But
the side pieces is getting love. It's a new day.
I guess so. They dumb near being like the main chicks.
Yeah,
main
I myself do not have a side piece, okay? Disclaimer.
Neither do I.
Okay. However, I do know that they are getting love these days. Mm-hmm. So what are y'all getting y'all side pieces?
Yeah,
do they get a decent present? What do you do? Do you get them a gift? Do they just know that they're not supposed to expect a gift? Or
JP's like, I just give them dick.
Just give him an eggplant. Give him the eggplant Parmigiano.
Hey, word. I don't know, man. I've been out the game, so I don't know. I don't know how you treat the side chicks around this time.
I think a card would suffice.
Yeah, I think a card and just be like, hey, play your part.
Thanks for playing your part.
Play your part.
Merry Christmas. Right.
I'll catch you after Valentine's Day.
Word.
You know what I mean? That's pretty much it,
pretty,
man.
That's pretty standard, I think.
So since we're talking about gifts, I want to just run through. I want you guys to let us know what was your favorite gift while growing up. I know I had one. You had one that sticks out that you remember?
I don't really know. I can probably think of a gift. I don't know if it was a Christmas gift. I know I really badly wanted Game Boy Color one year. Badly. And I didn't get it the year that I don't know if it was the year, but then same year. I didn't get it when it came out, but my mother surprised me with it. My mother and my brother surprised me with it, and they gave me, I had the clear purple Game Boy Color with the Pokemon Yellow, and I was wild hyped. I was wild hyped that I got the Pokemon Yellow, and that had to be my favorite gift as a kid, period, because I can't think of anything else that made me, like, that memory is in my mind, like, fucking happiness. Yeah. That shit wasn't even wrapped. Like, she gave me a fucking Saran wrap. She gave me a plastic bag. Yeah, like, here you go. Like, that shit was from, like, Met Supermarket off the street. And she was like, Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday or whatever. And I was wild hype. Like,
that's what's up, though, man. That's what it's about.
Hype. That was, like, the only game that I had for that shit, too. That and Metal Gear Solid for Game Boy Color.
From the aerial view?
Hell yeah. Yep, from the aerial view on the Game Boy.
I was kind of, I remember mine. I remember while I was growing up, my parents got me one of them BMX bikes.
Okay.
You know, the shit with, like, you know, the pegs on it and all that.
Yeah. I remember I was on, ride them shits.
Yeah, I used to be on the block, and I'm there with, like, my father's old bike with, like, the curved handle, like the mountain bike shit.
No, the 1943.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. That's what I had. And niggas, I'd be like, yo, we out? I'm like, all right, yo, let me just get the bike. I had to, like, stand the shit up, and it was wild uncomfortable while niggas is like, riding their BMX bikes. So I'm that nigga there with the standout bike. So I just remember coming out and my parents was just like, hey, go check out, you know, what's in the kitchen. I went in the kitchen and the BMX bike was there. It was OD lit. And then the next year we moved, well, not next year, but eventually we moved to PA where I needed a fucking mountain bike.
Okay. You know what's crazy? I never had a bike in my life. I never had a bicycle.
That's wild.
I didn't know how to ride a bicycle till I was 13. I taught myself how to ride it.
That's crazy.
And it was my man's bike that he got for a birthday gift.
Yeah.
I taught myself how to ride it on his bike.
That's crazy.
Up and down the block. And I still probably can't really ride. I could survive. Like, if a bike was my only means of transportation and I had to get somewhere, I could probably make it work.
Yeah.
But don't expect me to be fucking riding through the hood like these kids used to do.
Oh, nah.
In a fucking Bronx, speeding through traffic on a bike.
No. That definitely
like fucking maniacs. I could probably ride a bike like ass on the seat, mad traditional, slowly hand signaling as I'm turning and shit. Like I could ride a bike like that. These motherfuckers standing up doing tricks, flipping. Nah, I can't do it.
Nah, I used to just ride my shit from my house to my grandmother's house. That's usually what I did over the summer.
I walked everywhere. I walked everywhere, man.
You know what I mean? But
I had a skateboard. I was one of those.
Really?
I was one of those. Yeah, I had a skateboard.
Yeah, I remember the first time I was on a skateboard, rest in peace to homie Damien. That nigga used to do tricks and all that shit. And I was looking at this thing, I'm like, y'all shit is easy, nigga.
Oh no, no, no.
Oh no, nigga. I stepped on it. And the shit was just, I was like, okay, all right, no. Bring it back over here. Bring it back over. I got this. I'm gonna ollie this shit right now, nigga.
That shit today, that shit was then like a hoverboard is today.
Oh, yeah. No, nigga. Like, I dumbly broke my knee.
Motherfuckers get on hoverboards and it looks like, oh, that shit is easy. I haven't done it yet, but I know as soon as I lay my foot on a hoverboard, I'm going in the air.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of skateboards and hoverboards and DJ Khaled, did you see the video of DJ Khaled on the skateboard? And they mashed it up with a Tony Hawk Pro Skater video. I was fucking rolling. Oh my God. Yo, we're going to post that shit on the Twitter. We're going to post that shit on the Twitter later. That shit is hilarious. Man. I saw it on Vine. Nigga hopped on the skateboard. I don't know what he thought he was doing.
No.
I don't know what he thought he was doing, but he wilded out.
Oh shit.
Anyway, my fault, man. Holy shit.
Let's start the episode. Hey, nigga, we just starting the shit up. But all right, we got a few things we want to talk about. First of all, so I don't know if y'all seen it. I kind of just brought this to Jay's attention. This dude, Gilbert Arenas, said some wild shit while he was on some, like I guess it was like a sports podcast or some shit like that.
I'm looking at Sebo because I know anything when we talk about sports, he going to be listening extra hard. Like, nigga said Gilbert Arenas, Sebo is over there talking to himself like, I can't believe that shit.
He's like, I know. Nah, he went on and I don't even remember how the shit was brought up, but he basically said that every WNBA player is wild, ugly, or they're a lesbian. So disrespectful.
That's mad dirty, yo.
That's so disrespectful.
That's mad dirty. You know what's fucked up? People joke like that all the time, though.
Yeah, they do. But he's like,
you're not supposed to say that shit as a fucking
exactly.
professional
you're a public
athlete.
Figure.
Especially a basketball athlete. You're not supposed to say that shit. It's just, I find it funny because so many people do say that.
Yeah.
Joking around.
Yeah.
I personally find it to be untrue because there's a lot of WNBA chicks that's bad. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're necessarily lesbians.
Candace Parker, even though she probably towers over me.
I don't know their names.
You see, he know.
I don't know their names. All I know is every now and then I'll see them. Mm. I'll be flipping through channels and I'll be like, yep, she bad.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, she bae.
But I don't know if they lesbian or not. They can. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, it don't really matter.
However,
you know
I think
I mean?
The statement was wild.
Yeah, he wilded out. And then there was mad people going off. Bunch of players going off.
They're
going
to drag you. No matter what you say, they're going to drag you on Twitter, Instagram, social media. It's over.
Like, he went on, I believe it was like TMZ asked him about it. And, you know, most people would be like, hey, I know it was a little bit of a wild statement. Now, he was just like, I said it. And it was just the ugly WNBA players and the lesbians that were upset about it. I was like, God damn, bro.
Gilbert Arenas don't have a good history, though.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not, like, super surprised at his statement.
Came out guns blazing. Yeah,
okay. You know what?
Then they asked him, they're like, so how would you feel if your daughter wanted to be in the WNBA, or what if she dressed a certain type of way? He was like, I'll support her. He goes, but I'm petty. I will also make fun of her at the same time.
Oh,
I
was
like,
wild.
I'm like, damn, bro, even your kids?
Yeah, he's wild.
Even your kids? Damn, man.
Yeah, he's wild.
So, I don't know. I guess it's still going on. He's not going to take it back. Y'all chicks is angry. It is what it is, man. All right, still, let's stick with sports. Beckham with this game against Carolina, man.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
And I thought about Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham.
He's not a famous soccer player either.
He's wilding. Now, me, I don't personally know everything. I don't know all of the aspects of the story.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I saw the highlights of what happened. I think I agree with people saying that he's wild and he fucked up.
Yeah.
However, it looks to me like there was a lot more going on behind the scenes that
there was
we
some
saw.
Shit talking before all this shit popped off.
I just think you got to know like when and when not to do wild shit like that.
But certain people are going to get under your skin, man. That's just like...
But like there's people that, you know, like people get under your skin and there's always a way to get them back sometimes without... You know what I mean? Without it being as blunt and crazy like that. Like, you know what I mean?
He just needed to go out and play. I mean, that's just like Reggie Miller used to do that shit all the time and get under your fucking skin. You know what I mean? And then somebody would put hands on him and then he'll play the victim or whatever. But these niggas was...
Rasheed Wallace? Yeah. Like, you have your, like, repeat offenders that just don't know how to fucking handle their fucking temper. Yeah. Like, but I wouldn't say that so much about Odell Beckham. I just think he really showed that he couldn't...
Like, duff this nigga.
Yeah,
though.
He really showed that he could not, like... maintain like his fucking his composure, like so now people are gonna be trying to provoke that out of him every game because they're gonna want him to get him out of here.
Yeah, I mean he got suspended for one game.
Yeah, they were talking about suspending him for the rest of the season. But like, god damn, my nigga.
But now he got one game. I think that he's trying to get that overturned, but I don't know if that's gonna happen. But yeah, man, it was crazy. If y'all haven't seen it, check out the highlights. I haven't even been checking Periscope to see if niggas been responding. But
talking to Mike.
My bad. I was looking at this shit. All right, so off that, let's also get into Steve Harvey. I know you guys have seen what happened with this boy, man.
It should just happen, too.
It just happened, man.
It should just happen, too.
Let me tell you, the memes within minutes.
That's why I said they're going to drag you.
Minutes.
They're going to drag you.
You seen the Justin Bieber shit?
I seen the Justin Bieber.
They even had the video.
I saw a bunch of memes.
Oh,
the one that was my favorite, which was it was very simple. It was a basic meme. It was like, happy Friday. Whoops, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Yo.
And they had this nigga smiling.
Let's talk about this before we get into the meme. Let's talk about what happened. So a couple nights ago, they had the Miss Universe challenge, award, what would you call it? Miss Universe pageant, right?
Pageant, there you go.
All right, so it was between, I think, the first runner-up and the actual Miss Universe. It was between Colombia and the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they had the two, long story short, they had the two chicks on the stage, and Steve Harvey, he was the host. All he had to do, he had one job.
One.
And Steve Harvey is, you know, normally very good at his job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't really take anything away from him from this, but he had one job. All he had to do was say, Miss Universe goes to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So he sits there, he gets the crowd all hype. Miss Universe goes to Miss Columbia, nigga, lights flashing, everybody
nigga,
clapping.
She had the crown for like 2 minutes.
They put
minutes.
The crown on her head. She's fucking calling home. She calling back to Columbia, telling her family that she made it. They calling her like they got empanadas ready to go.
Okay. Nigga, all right, don't be that guy.
Rice and beans on
don't
the fucking stove to party.
Don't be that
they
guy.
They ready to go, my nigga. They ready to go. Steve Harvey thinking he good. Then all of a sudden he was just like, I got to apologize. Like, yo, that's literally what he said. He was just like, I gotta apologize. I'm like, wait a minute. To me, you gotta apologize. She was like, I gotta apologize. And Miss Columbia looking at him like,
About
she's
what?
Still smiling. Everybody's still smiling.
Like,
so hard
you said
as
my
fuck.
Name a little wrong, but it's okay. Don't worry about it.
She's like, yeah, it's Columbia, but you know, it's okay that you said Columbia. Don't worry.
Mm.
So he was like, I gotta apologize. He said, you know, first runner up is Miss Columbia. The actual Miss Universe award goes to Miss Philippines. My nigga, they played the music again. They started clapping again. Yo, it was the most embarrassing moment on television
she
in 2015.
Take the crown off. They both had like flowers and they're like looking at
they
each other.
They had to
like
switch the flowers because you have second place flowers and you have first place flowers. They had to switch the flowers.
Yeah.
And then the fucked up thing is Miss Columbia is standing there like literally getting stripped of her crown, like mad embarrassed in front of thousands of people and millions of viewers. And Steve Harvey is looking at her like, my bad. Miss Philippines is like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And then, yo, Miss Philippines didn't even get a cameo with the crown. They took the crown off of Miss Columbia's head. As they were putting it on Miss Philippines' head, the show went to commercial. The show went off. Like, she
didn't even see that.
She didn't even get a chance to be on camera with the crown.
Wow,
so, he was, you know, as they were switching everything, he was saying, look, it's on the card. It says that, you know, first runner up is Miss Columbia. I read it wrong. It's my mistake.
Yeah, you see, first
he was kind of going off on a tangent trying to apologize, which made him look even worse.
Yeah.
But then he also took to Snapchat after that. He took to Snapchat and he was like, listen, it said Miss Columbia on the teleprompter. So now he's blaming the teleprompter. It just looks bad.
What he probably saw was the first. I'll tell you what, because you saw the card, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a little confused, especially if like you just look and skim real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of don't blame him because you see second and then you see first.
Yeah.
You don't see runner up.
Yeah, you
I might just
first
see
place.
Second, first,
yeah,
and be like, oh,
second
shit.
Place.
And then you see to the, like, off to the side.
Yeah.
You see, like, the actual winner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you can't fully blame him, but then at the same time, it's like, all right, man, you have one job. Just read the fucking card correctly. Read the teleprompter correctly. And that's it.
The way I see it is, it's bad. It was a horrible mistake. But it's not the worst fucking thing in the world.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's not like he said something crazy vulgar on camera and like wild out and did something mad disrespectful to a culture or something.
Yeah.
Like, he made a fucking honest mistake. Now, for me, he's a comedian. He's funny as fuck. He's good at every job he does.
Mm.
Okay? He got chose for this for a reason. He got paid very well. I don't know if there's going to be any type of penalties as far as that goes. But I feel like he needs to poke fun at himself. He needs to make a joke of it.
He probably will, man.
He needs to make a joke of it soon, though.
Yeah,
because they've been dragging him.
It's bad. It's only been a few days, man.
They've been dragging him. He got the Jordan meme on his face right now. He got the Jordan meme on his face.
He's been going through it. But you know what, yo, by like next week, we're not even gonna be talking about it.
Maybe not. Probably be talking about the next thing.
And then this nigga will be right back to being on Family Feud and that's it. Reading cards with no problem.
Next week you'll be talking about Meek Mill again.
Oh my
god. Somehow.
God. No, not somehow. We know how.
Well,
nigga.
I mean, we're talking about him every week at this point.
Yeah.
I think he's honestly been a part of our last 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah. He went like 2 weeks where we didn't mention him, but
maybe. I could probably go back and his name is in there.
Possibly.
It's probably just mentioned as just a, you know, hey, Meek Mill. And then we just kept going with the conversation.
So I guess one of his boys posted like 2 videos of this nigga boxing.
First of all,
go ahead.
Let's back it up. So we know we spoke about him possibly going back to jail, right?
Yes.
Spoke about that in the last episode, just in case y'all didn't hear the last episode. Meek Mill is most likely going to jail for violation of his parole, going to the AMAs or whatever the fuck awards he went to. So I guess now he's taking precautions.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That was a good ass segue. Damn, I fucked it up. Shit.
Fuck it up.
I did fuck it up. Anyway.
It's all good.
Niggas trying to protect themselves.
We can't all be Segway J.
Nigga, I'm just listening to you. And then you said that. I was just like, wow, that was actually dope.
We can't all be Segway J. All
right, my bad. You know. Anyway, like I was saying, this nigga's in the, they got the videos out of this nigga boxing.
If you want to call it boxing.
If you want to call it boxing. Granted, not a professional.
I mean.
Not a professional.
Here's what I say. We're going to post the videos on Twitter. We're going to post both videos on Twitter. All right. There's one video of him hitting a punching bag. Okay. If you want to call it hitting.
Yeah, no.
The
like
punching bag is actually hitting him.
It hit him back.
The punching bag is fighting back. Okay?
And it sounds like he's hitting a pillow.
It don't sound like he's hitting anything.
Yeah.
Like he's punching clouds.
Yeah. None of the punches are landing.
That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Then in the next video, we got him actually training with somebody in the ring. And he's basically training against somebody who's supposed to just be a punch dummy. You're supposed to just get your body hits off and just, you know, hit the pads on the body to practice your body shots. You know, he's supposed to just grab you. You're supposed to punch your way out. Keep doing the same thing. I don't know what Meek is doing in the video.
He's trying to punch out. And like, you see his face.
It
like
looks
he's going
like
through it.
It honestly looks like he doesn't have any strength left.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know if maybe he was training for like 3 hours straight and that was the end of the day. I didn't see much sweat, but it just looks like he has no strength.
Yeah.
Now, what I would say is, like you said, it's not professional. He's not a boxer. I'm not a boxer.
Yeah.
If I went in the ring,
I'll look sloppy.
Boxing is very precise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of patterns. It's a lot of technique. It's a lot of coordination.
Yeah.
I don't have none of that shit. So I would look like an idiot.
Yeah. But you at least know to fucking defend yourself.
You have the basic principles like keep your hands up, hit hard, and move with speed.
Mm-hmm.
Use your feet.
Use a little bit of your body.
A little bit of your body, but move your feet, move with speed, hit hard, and cover your face.
Okay. He did the complete opposite.
He stood in one place.
Stood in one place, threw wild punch. Like, this nigga looked like, you know when you're a little kid and you're trying to beat up, like, your older cousin? And you just swing, I'm going to go tell your mom. Like, that's how he looked. Like, he was just swinging recklessly. And then, it doesn't sound like he's hitting him either. Like, I had to watch, like, is he hitting this nigga? Is he missing something? It's just like he's hitting, his feathers being thrown.
It's very soft.
It's very soft.
It's very soft.
And then his whole body is wide open. His face is open. I'm like, okay, you could be throwing these wild punches and nigga, it's just a jab to the face and there's none for you.
Like, Lord forbid he's fighting somebody and they could just eat a punch.
Yeah.
Like, Lord forbid they could eat a punch because they're just going to deck
him. Yeah. Nigga, your hands ain't up. And then the reason why I said some of your body, this nigga was like linked forward. You know what I mean? They tell you, throw some of your body into it. This nigga had his, like, whole body into it. So all you take is one piece, boom, boom, and it's over for you because you're leaning forward, your arms is wide open, you're not protecting your face, so on and so forth. So you just look crazy. So all that, again, when you talk that tough talk, being, and then shit just keeps getting exposed, you look crazy. Like I said earlier in the text message, I said, it looks like right now Drake could just run up on Meek and just mush him.
Oh,
like, nigga, I know you don't have hands.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do now?
Absolutely.
He's not going to do much, so he's just going to catch another gun charge. That's why he got gun charges. That's it. That's why somebody going snuff him. He's like, okay, I know I can't fight. I'm going to go get my gun. That's it.
I would run around with a gun, too, if I couldn't fight.
Yeah, if you couldn't fight, no, that's it.
But hopefully he gets better, man. I mean, who knows? You know? Hopefully he gets better.
With the training, hey, keep your hands up.
Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. He does need a lot of practice. He does.
Nigga, there was no pop. All right, man.
He need to go train with Stitches or something like that.
Okay. All right.
Him and Stitches need practice.
All right. So that's what's been happening this week. You know, we're getting towards the end of the year. What are we gonna do next week? Maybe just like a rundown for shit that happened in the year or whatever, I guess.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
But anyway, we want to go through some top fives, you know, that we've come across throughout this year. Not top five, like, you know, hip hop artists and all that. Well, we are going to do that, but like, we're not naming our top five. So we're going to talk about, you know, movies, albums. We are going to talk about artists. And then I think we should save the top five biggest L's of 2015 for the end. You know what I mean?
We know who's in that list.
Yeah, what's interesting is our lists are a little different,
but we know. I'm just saying because we were talking about it, we know. Yeah.
I think first you want to just go with movies, because
whatever
kinda,
you want to start with.
Yeah, let's go with movies. I kind of had a difficult time. Like, I started thinking of like movies that I watched this year, and like everyone that I was bringing up, all of them just came out last year. I mean, I was like, yo, Gone Girl was dope. It was like, oh, that came out last year.
It was dope.
Y'all love Lego Movie. Nah, that shit came out last year too. But there were a few good movies this year. So I'll run through my list first.
Yeah, you can go ahead. Right.
Avengers was a cool movie. You know what I mean? I just stick with it because there's so many things that branch off from this Avengers and all that.
Are you going in order?
I do have an order, but yeah, I'm gonna go in order.
We're going in order. Let's go in order.
I'm going in order. So Avengers is number five.
Okay.
Number four, Scorch Trail. Dope movie.
Scorch Trials.
Scorch Trial. I Ron Burgundy the fuck out of this. I dead ass wrote Trail here and Red Trail and seen the movie like two times. Wow, Ron Burgundy like a motherfucker.
Oh man.
Wow. Okay.
Let's do it live.
Okay. No, we'll do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live. All right. Number three. I'm actually not 100% sure. I think this movie dropped at the end of last year or like right in the beginning of this year, but Time is Illmatic. It's a documentary about Nas while he was creating Illmatic. He goes through like his childhood and all this stuff, so he breaks down everything. Dope movie. If y'all haven't seen it, check it out.
I didn't, and I do want to see it.
It's definitely dope. They actually just showed it again. I was surprised on like VH1, so it might be out there again. Number two, even though I just saw it, but it was just such a dope movie, Creed.
Amazing.
Amazing movie. And then number one will be Straight Outta Compton. Again, amazing movie. I even thought about making Star Wars number one because I'm just that much of a Star Wars fan, but I haven't seen it. So I was going to go out on a limb and be like, that's number one, but I don't want to be that guy. So
you are that guy for saying it. You are a fucking nerd. Okay?
I just want to let people know. I just want to let people know, all right?
Sia's a nerd. Tomato emoji. Sia's a nerd.
Don't fucking judge me.
Nah, I ain't going to lie. I want to see Star Wars back.
All right, then.
No, I do. Right. I do want to see it back. I'm just not going to throw it as number one movie. No. Let that shit be trash. You're going to be like, damn.
That's actually why I took it. I was like, yo, you know what? Let me not do that.
I heard some things. So I won't say nothing. All right, so mine, if we're doing 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mm-hmm. my list is very similar to yours, which is kind of... leaving nothing to be desired here. But anyway, number five.
Well, we know one is different.
One of them is different, yeah. Number five, I had Maze Runner, Scorch Trials. That was a dope movie. And this
definitely was.
A lot can be said about our list because we have a lot of the same movies on our list. Maybe it's because we watch the same type of shit. I know a lot of movies came out that I didn't see. Like I'll throw out some honorable mentions before I even get into my list because I wanted to see The Martian. I didn't see that. I wanted to see Black Mass. I didn't see that.
Which was okay.
I wanted to see a bunch of movies that I, you know, I can't even really think of right now. But anyway, Maze Runner. Number four, I had Avengers. Number three, I had Inside Out. This is the only movie that you didn't have on there.
I did enjoy the movie, though.
Inside Out was an amazing movie.
It was.
For all ages.
We spoke about this last week. Y'all can't fucking judge us, all right? You know you enjoy them shits, too.
No, it was an amazing movie. If you didn't see it, go see it. Bootleg it. Get it on Blu-ray. Whatever. Number two, Creed. We spoke about this. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And then number one, I had Straight Outta Compton.
All right.
Same list, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So, nothing really exciting about that. Let's move on.
When it comes to the music, it's just our lists are slightly different. So
let's move on. Let's move on to artists.
You want to do artists?
Move on to artists. Yeah, let's move on to artists.
All right. You want me to go first? Or you?
I'll start this time.
All right, bet.
I'll start this time. And I'm not going to get too deep into why, but I'm going to give you my top five, and I'm going to give you some honorable mentions.
Okay.
All right, and then we can discuss why we have who on the list. All right, afterward. All right, number five, I have Travis Scott. Number four, I have Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I have Drake.
Okay.
Number two, I have Future. And then number one, I got Fetty Wap. Mm-hmm. Now, my honorable mentions is J. Cole, Big Sean, Dej Loaf, and Ray Shremmitt. Now, this list is all hip hop.
Yeah.
I know on your list it's a little different.
With this one, no, it's albums.
The albums is a little different.
That's a little different.
So I'm just gonna throw this out there. You're a liar. I'm just gonna throw this out there. If I did want to incorporate R&B in this list, I don't know where they would land, but I would have to throw The Weeknd, Adele, and Justin Bieber.
And we had this discussion. Like it was, I wanted to add Adele, but the only reason why I didn't is because the album came out so late, but it did so well. But then I was also wondering, like, is she really R&B?
I don't know, but it was a great album.
Yeah, regardless, it was a great album. And then
here's the thing with music today.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's only hip hop and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like no in between. Like Fetty Wap is hip hop, but he only sings.
Yeah.
Like, Ty Dolla Sign, people say he raps, but he sings.
He sings, yeah.
He's supposed to be R&B. And like, you know, you have Chris Brown, who's supposed to be R&B, but he's rapping all over his last mixtape.
Yeah.
And fucking Trey Songz came out as a rapper, and now he's R&B. Like, you have, there's like no in between. Yeah, it's either, if you're singing your R&B,
the line is just blurred.
Yeah, it's like if you're singing, yeah, Drake is both. It's like if you're singing, you're R&B, and if you're rapping, you're hip-hop. And it changes every week. Like, every week, you're something different.
Too. Yeah.
We don't know what category Drake is in. We have no idea.
I don't know where you can put Hotline Bling.
He's hip and B. He's hip and B.
I like that.
He's hip and B.
I like that. All right, man. So for my artists, I'll work my way up. All right. Number five. I'm going to go with Kendrick.
Okay.
That's my number five. I might switch this around.
You had time, okay. Zaya.
All right, no. All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to keep it, and I'll explain why at the end. Number four to me is Fetty.
Okay.
All right. Number three, The Weeknd.
All right.
Number two is Drake. And number one is Future.
Okay.
All right.
Similar people in the list. Similar people, different order.
Different order. Now, for Fetty, the only reason why I didn't put him higher is, okay, he had an amazing run. We said that he had probably one of the greatest freshman years in hip hop history in quite some time, right? Can't argue that.
Nope.
Put out a great album.
Pretty good.
But then, like, okay, he had his accident and I guess touring and all that. But like, we haven't heard much after the album. Like, he put out the Coke Zoo, and I wasn't a fan of that. He put out an EP, and I heard like two songs off of it, and I was just like, all right, you could tell those are just like throwaways. They weren't too crazy. So, like, that's why I didn't, like, he didn't keep it going. Like, Future just kept going. Like, Future is a guy, he put out a mixtape, dope. Put out another mixtape, dope. Put out an album, dope.
Well, that's why I got Future as number two. Definitely. I feel like Future and Fetty could be interchangeable for me.
Yeah, okay.
For the simple fact that, like, Fetty Wap literally had the whole, I think what's swaying you, maybe it's not, it's just me talking, but I think what may be swaying you a little bit is that Fetty's time of this year was so early in the beginning that at this point it's kind of like over, But during that time, was like, it was amazing. Yeah,
no, he was putting out nothing but fucking hits.
However, during Fetty's time, Future still had a time. He had 56 Nights Out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, definitely it's interchangeable between Future and Fetty, in my opinion. I wouldn't have Fetty at number four.
That's why I was going to change him. I was going to change him with The Weeknd, but The Weeknd had a great
Run, too. No, he had an amazing... He put out an amazing album. He had mad number ones. Mm-hmm. And they stayed on the charts. The Hills is still on the fucking chart. He has... Yeah, nah, definitely. No. But again, I didn't have any R&B in my list. If I would have had R&B on my list, The Weeknd would have probably been at like number three.
Yeah.
Number two or three. Sebo wants to talk. You need a mic.
He's been putting in his two cents here and there.
Come talk on the mic.
Nah, I just wanted to say, like, with the whole Fetty Wap shit, I agree with the Fetty Wap, you know what I mean? He had a great freshman run, but the difference, I think, between him and Future was that Future wasn't as hot when he first dropped. Okay. Fetty.
That's true.
Future's been in a little longer, and now he's really, really hot.
Yeah, I
agree with him being on your list.
Yeah.
But like I said, Fetty might have had one of the greatest freshmen.
Absolutely.
And then followed it up with a really dope album. Mm-hmm. Like, even myself, after hearing y'all talk about it,
to be a freshman, I feel like his album was
dope.
Yeah, like to have been a freshman and just been coming out.
Future came out with a couple hot songs, but you know what I'm saying? His shit wasn't that hot until now. He dropped Monster and then 56 Nights. Now he's on fire.
This is his breakthrough year. This is Future's breakthrough year. I mean, he's been around, but he's just been like that artist. Like, you know, he had a few songs. He's on some hooks. This was just his year where, like, he did no wrong. All right, top five albums. You want to go ahead? Honorable mention, Artist of the Year.
Okay.
Cole. Cause his shit went platinum quietly. Bryson Tiller came out of nowhere, and Tory Lanez. That's it.
I agree with those. Again, I didn't have R&B, but I agree with those.
Yeah.
All right, albums, you go.
All right. Okay, number five. And again, this is our opinions. We're not going off of any list or anything like that. Fuck how y'all feel. number five is Travis Scott, Rodeo. I love that album. I liked his last mixtape. I didn't really fuck with anything else he did before that because it was just weird. But this album, from beginning to end, to me, is dope. Number four, Dr. Dre with Compton. A great album. Hopefully y'all heard that. Number three, The Weeknd's album, Beauty Behind Madness. I think that shit didn't leave my car for like a solid like month.
I was listening to it on the way here.
It's a dope album. Number two. People might look at me crazy for this, but Big Sean's Dark Sky Paradise.
I don't know why people would look at you crazy for this.
Yeah, okay. So people may not be looking at me crazy. I love the album. That was another album that did not leave my car for quite some time. Beginning to end, dope album. And then number one is my guy K-Dot with To Pimp a Butterfly. Came out early in the year, but what it's done for the culture, you know what I mean? People hate on the album. We spoke about this. It's not in your lane, whatever. I love the album. I fuck with the album. I was able to listen to it beginning to end from when it first came out. I could go listen to it now, beginning to end, and not skip a song. Honorable mentions. I kind of got a little bit of a longer list. Chinks. I love that album. Rest in peace, Chinks. I didn't have Fetty on here. Now, the only reason why I love the album, but I told you this from the jump. I think it was, if you would have stopped it at 12 songs, amazing album. I can't listen to like the songs after, I think like RFG Island. Like those, I just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
DS2, another great album. It's just an album that I can only listen to in the gym, get hype, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Meek's album is, although he took a fucking L this year, quite a few L's, you can't deny it. When the album came out, y'all were loving the shit. And then I'm going to go out on a limb and say Pusha's album. Love the album. It's just too early to rank it up there. Should just drop like a week ago.
All right.
So, all right, go ahead. My bad. Didn't mean to drop it on.
And the mic. So, for me, I'm going to say, let's start with number five. I'm going to say Documentary 2. I have that at number five. All right.
Okay.
I put it on both
this or...
If I had to choose a disc, I would say disc one. But disc two is decent. It's number five. It's not really. For me, I couldn't put anything in my honorable mentions above it.
Okay.
Because there was some real dope records on disc one. Number four, I have Compton. Number three, I have Dark Sky Paradise, Big Sean. Shout out to Big Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I have Deeply Rooted. That Scarface album is, for me,
it is a fuck. For, I should have had that.
For me, Deeply Rooted is amazing. Amazing hip hop album. Minus all of the gimmicks and all the bullshit. It was just a dope hip hop album.
Dope man push shit. Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
Absolutely. I was actually listening to that on the way here too.
Oh my God.
And then number one, I got To Pimp a Butterfly also. Now, To Pimp a Butterfly for me, I just want to mention this. I do have it as number one. I feel like it was the best album of the year. I feel like it's an amazing album. Kendrick is an amazing artist. I had a debate with you and Sebo about it being a classic. Now, me personally, I don't say it's a classic just for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it has the potential to be a classic. I think in time it could be a classic. For me, the only reason it's not a classic is because I can't listen to it at any time. I have to be in the mood to listen to it.
I hear that.
That's the only reason.
Yeah,
Other than that, it has every quality of a classic. So, honorable mentions. I got, in no order, I got The Chinks, Welcome to JFK. I did have Fetty Wap on there because I still feel like, no, it wasn't an amazing album. It actually reminded me a lot of Game's album. Like, the first half was great, and then the second half was like, you lost me.
Yeah.
But again, for the fact that this is his first album, I think he did a really good job. He deserves to be up there. Top five DOA I have up there. Just because I'm such a Kiss fan.
I substituted that with Push's album. They're both.
I didn't hear Push's album yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear Push's album yet. Okay. So that's my fault. I also have Dreams Worth More Than Money. You know, Meek. RIP Meek, because he's done for. But that was an amazing album. Honestly, if some of these albums hadn't came out, he would have been in my top five.
Oh no, it wasn't my top five until I started.
Fuck out of that.
Yeah,
album.
So did I. It wasn't my top five until I started going through other shit, and I was like, nah, it can't be.
Another honorable mention that's not on my list that I'm going to throw up there is All Love Lost. I thought that was an amazing
album. Me being a Bunny fan, I should have.
Yeah, you're actually wild. I thought that would be like number one on your actual list.
You know what it was?
But yeah, nah, All Love Lost is amazing.
I like the album. Fuck, I should at least put it as an honorable mention. I'm wilding.
That's
amazing.
I think the only thing, the only problem with Button is the nigga needs to really realize that, okay, we love your music. We love when you go off.
Yeah.
But every song don't got to be 8 minutes, bro. You don't have to have a 50 bar verse with three verses on your songs. Like intros, outros, I get it. Go the fuck off. Every one of his songs, I lose sight of what the fuck. Oh shit, this is a song. I forgot. Like all of a sudden, it'll come in with a hook, and I'll just be like, "Oh wow, I forgot that."
But that's
this was a song.
That's because he'll have one verse that's like a 32.
Oh yeah,
and then the next one will be like a 12, and then like the last one will be like a 48. So I definitely hear that. Like
I feel like you're supposed to do that kind of with mixtapes, because how is he ever going to be able to? I didn't know he's not looking for this.
Yeah,
but how is he going to really put out singles, videos? I mean, those type of songs, it's like you really can't do too much with. And performing, you're dying. You know what I mean? Like,
I think the only reason I didn't have it up there is just the replay value for me. Again, it was kind of like how you felt with To Pimp a Butterfly. Like,
I have to
be in the mood for it.
I hear you.
And there was a time where, like, I was going through shit, and all I listened to was Button and M.
Absolutely.
And then I had to be in the mood for the shit. And I don't know, I've been happy. So I just haven't been having the need to play that shit like that. All right, man. So let's end this off. Top five biggest L's of 2015. Jay.
All right, man.
Let you go, man.
All right. I'm gonna start from number five. I got Tyga up there.
Okay.
I feel like Tyga has been going through a lot of shit this year. The reason he's number five and he's not like up there number one and two, because Tyga, although he's getting a lot of fucking slack and he getting dragged, he's doing okay.
Yeah, no, he's still doing
okay.
You know,
he is doing fine. They dragging him, but listen, he want to go out and, you know what I mean, do whatever he's doing with Kylie Jenner. He's still getting money. Yeah. He don't got no problems out here.
He wants to buy a car and get the shit repoed.
Yeah, I mean, they just, well, and then you got Future, but that shit happens to every artist. Yeah, and then you got Future. Future put out the video to, what was the song? Rich Sex with Black China in it.
On his
obviously
birthday.
We know that's Tiger's baby mom's. On Tiger's birthday. That was like mad disrespect. But at the end of the day, it's like, If you Tyga, it's like, I ain't thinking about that. You know what I mean? It's not a direct L.
But you know it was intentional.
L. But yeah, definitely intentional. But it's not a direct L. So that's why I got him at number five.
Okay.
Number four, I have Stitches. Stitches is number one for the month, but he's number four for 2015, you know, in my opinion. We know what happened. We know Games Manager knocked him out on a fucking strip. And then damn near a week later, he got beat up by his boys. He's out here talking mad shit on Instagram. He wants to have a boxing match with Game. I don't understand what's on this dude's mind. He's very young and crazy.
Just, yo, you know what? You were actually wrong with his age. This nigga is like just about to be 21.
No, he's 20. I said he was 20.
No, you said 24 in the episode.
Oh, I thought I said 20 to somebody.
You said 24, but he's 20.
Okay. But yeah, he's 20. I knew he was 20.
Young. Yeah.
Maybe I misspoke. But yeah, dumb young, taking L's out here. He's number four. Number three, Charlie Sheen. Holy shit. So we not only talking about hip hop here, we talking about period at this point. Mm-hmm. Charlie motherfucking Sheen, what can we say? God bless you and strap up when you're in these streets.
Oh no, now he has no choice because that shit is known.
Well, who the fuck knows?
You know? I mean, he could have been number one because, hey, nigga, you got AIDS. I mean,
believe it or not, I'm sure there's people that don't know who he is.
At that would this be point. Crazy. That
it would be crazy. Crazy. Number two, we got Lamar Odom. Holy shit. Lamar had a very bad L this year.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he came out of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think more can be said, but less needs to be said about Lamar Odom. God bless him as well. Uh-huh. And then number one, who other than Meek Mill? R.I.P. Wow. to Meek Mill. R.I.P.
Nah,
to Meek,
he
man.
He just... Every time like I root for him, like, come on, Meek, you could do it. Then he does some other shit. And
you root for him? You like, yo, it's crazy because it started out, I'm going to take you through the timeline with me and Meek, my feelings toward Meek. Mm. It was like, Meek said this shit on Twitter. I'm like, damn, Meek, you didn't have to put it on Twitter like that. Boom, Drake comes out with Charged Up. I'm like, oh, shit. Right. All right, that was weak. Meek is going to kill him. I'm like, go ahead, Meek. Meek doesn't do anything but rant more on Twitter and Instagram. I'm like, damn. Then, Back to Back comes out 4 days later. Killing Meek. Killing
I gave
Meek.
You 4 days.
I'm like,
nigga, where
I'm like, all right, Meek. I'm like, all right, Meek. You have to come hard. I said, you know what? He didn't put nothing out because he's taking his time. Mm-hmm. He's really compiling a great diss record. Then, days later, he puts out that bullshit.
Dumb
Flex.
Nigga, weak.
Puts out the bullshit with Flex. And I'm just like, damn it, man, again. So then Drake, OVO Fest, memes all over the Titantron. I'm like, oh my God, Meek, you're dead. You're dying. Yeah. It's over for you. Like, you can't come back. And then I say, okay, you know what? The only way you could win is you got to knock out Drake. You got to go knock him out. Yeah. You have to take it to the fucking streets because you can't put no music out. Nobody's going to care no more. You got to lay this nigga out. And, people will give you respect. And now we see him.
He has
boxing,
zero hands.
Has no hands. So then it's like, damn it, man. Like, I can't. There's no, everything. Every time I'm like, okay, Meek can do this, he shows me that he can't.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, at least his group is fucking with him. Then he's coming at Wale. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, Meek, you're by yourself. Everything has happened except for Nicki Minaj leaving him. And I really respect Nicki Minaj because she's OD. She's holding him down. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were joking around like, yo, Meek and Nicki is just it's just for show. Yeah. It ain't real. I'm gonna tell you right now, if it's for show, Nicki Minaj is fucking acting very well.
No,
OD, like bravo, because she is by his side. She's not down to him at all. She's not really even fucking with Drake like how she used to fuck with Drake. Like, you could just clearly tell whose side she's on. And this whole time, I'm like, oh, yeah, Nicki's definitely leaving Meek.
Yeah.
And she's going to go fuck Drake. And
no, that would just put an exclamation point on that L.
I mean, that's the only thing that hasn't happened. Everything else has happened.
He might be going to jail.
Meek has to. We just spoke about it. He might be going to jail. Motherfucker can't even go to an award show.
You know what I mean?
He crying in the courtroom.
I give him that. I get it.
But you know, I definitely get it. But after all the L's you took, my nigga. That's just like the icing on the
cake. And then it makes it worse. It's like, all right, man, yo, drop a mixtape before the end of the year. Now you might be going to jail. You might not get to finish the fucking mixtape, man.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's number one. So anyway, let's go into your list.
All right. My number five, I was actually gonna go with Lamar, but this is an unfortunate situation. So I'm gonna take him out because he did overcome that shit somewhat. I'm gonna replace him with Stitches.
Okay.
Because Stitches, let me just say from the beginning, like I heard that brick to your face shit like over the summer. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck is this? All right. Whatever. He's put out nothing but trash. Then he's just trying to like find a come up by beefing with niggas. He tried to say that he fucked Kylie Jenner, trying to go have beef with Tiger. Who wants to beef with Tiger? Relax. And now this shit with Game. Y'all know his story. Whatever. He got knocked out again. He keeps getting beat up. Whatever. So he's number five. Number four, the Brooklyn boy, Troy Ave.
Ooh.
Troy took a big L. Major without a deal. Let me remind you, I thought the album was half decent. It was one of those that was like good, like the first five songs, and it's just like, ah, you lost me.
Yeah.
Like he even has a song with Ty Dolla $ign that has the potential to be dope, and then his verses was just so trash.
I think Troy messed up by
talking so much shit.
That's not only that, I think he messed up by not signing the Grand Hustle.
He should have.
Like, my nigga, you should have signed the Grand Hustle.
He should.
Like, you...
He still fucks with T.I. anyway.
He's not so major as he thinks he is without a deal.
Nigga, he came out and did Wood. His album did Wood. So, all right. Our number threes are actually the same. The boy Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Huge L. My number two is Meek. Now, let me just go off your story real quick, too, because I kind of feel how you felt. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm hoping that he comes back after the charged up shit.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to go see him perform that. I think it was Saturday or Sunday, whatever, mm-hmm. after Charged Up. And he's talking wild shit in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's not ready for me. This nigga Drake, blah, say blah. And then Back to Back came out a few days later. I'm like, God damn it, Meek.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, you went through the whole history of it. And my number one, let me ruffle some feathers real quick. You women took the biggest L of 2015. No, what? all of you women.
What?
You women took a loss in 2015. And I will explain
species?
Why. The females. Female. Let me explain why. Let Caitlyn Jenner win Woman of the Year.
Oh my God.
Ladies, what the fuck were you? Nobody was trying to like figure out a cure for cancer.
That's so, you know, horrible, I mean? So, because it's not women's fault.
It's not. No,
it's not women's fault. There were plenty of women that could have gotten this award.
No,
they're gonna drag you on Twitter, son.
I hope you guys say this.
Yo,
let
TOS
podcast take off.
No, nigga, oh, they're going to flame you. On Twitter. I hope you know that.
I'm gonna get this work.
So
I know it.
Wrong.
Yo, y'all ladies took a L this year.
Yo.
You let a dude win Woman of the Year.
I do not approve this message. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm not even here.
It was a big topic. It was a big topic of the year.
It was,
man,
a big topic. Did you hear that there's I seen on a tabloid this morning that he was saying that he doesn't want to be a woman anymore.
Yeah, I heard.
What?
So it's like, all right, my nigga, you want Woman of the Year and you just want to be a
and
man
then
again?
Going back out like, all right, I did what I had to do.
Woman took the biggest L.
Yeah, let me take. Yeah, it's like LeBron. Like LeBron, yeah. he went to the Heat. Tebow looking at me right now. He's tight.
Why'd you do that?
He went to the
Why'd
Heat to
that?
Get some rings.
You
and
know
he's
about-
like, I'm gonna go home. I'm going. I need the rings. I'm gonna go home. That's what Caitlyn Jenner did. She was like, I want to switch genders.
Guys, it's been a great episode.
Get this award. Tebow, get ready to roast me.
There might be a little rumble in this room real quick. So we might have to get out of here. Nah. Yeah, that's it, guys. That's pretty much it. Biggest L.
Anyway, man.
Don't be in your feelings, ladies.
2015 was a
do
good
better
year.
2016.
So yeah, just stop. Just you're gonna walk outside.
Oh no, I'm gonna get sniped.
And they're gonna pop off on you.
No,
like,
no. This episode is gonna drop. You guys aren't gonna see me next week.
What I want y'all to do, and we'll probably do this next episode, so I'm not even gonna mention it.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let us know what your plans are for Christmas. Let us know if y'all have a top five as far as artists, R&B and hip hop included, albums, R&B and hip hop included, and biggest L's of 2015, and movies as well.
Yeah, movies as well.
Hit us up on Twitter at TOS Podcast _SO. Ladies, flame Sayer at will. Flame, tomato emoji, tomato at will. And
flame.
Okay. Hey. Slap emoji, female flicking hair emoji, paint.
Feel some type of way.
Do all that.
Feel some type of way. All right. I'm sleeping on the couch for a week, but it's all good.
And that is a wrap. We will holla at y'all next
week. Out, y'all.
Got me feeling like I'm 10 again. Early morning oatmeal with the cinnamon. Grown man feeling like a kid again. Cause I remember when I was innocent, playing Kingdom Hearts and listening to Eminem. Now I'm sitting, I reminisce, thinking back on the days I was young and wild with adrenaline. Trouble child on my villain shit, running around with my kin and them, feeling invincible. Steady finding trouble to get into. Middle school with my little crew, flipping birds to the principal. I was stealing quarters out my mom's jar just so I could cop the latest Pokemon cards. When I got caught, my mother beat me till I cried hard and made me pay it back with interest out of my jar. My brother said for what I won, I had to grind hard. And if I keep stealing, I'd probably end up behind bars. I ain't gonna lie, I never learned from just a verbal lesson. I had to learn the hard way so I could earn my blessings. But check it.